Let's get into the Blazers, Danny, as this is a team that, as we mentioned in the last segment, has won four of their last five games. Denny Avdija looks all but an NBA All-Star this year. Donovan Klingon putting together some nice performances. That's my guy, the Kling Kong, and the always, always controversial Shaedon Sharpe.
There's nothing controversial about that game last night. He was a tire fire.
Yeah, it happens from the kid sometimes. Let's hopefully he can turn that around tonight.
That was one of the worst games I've seen him have in a long time, and he had been putting together some pretty prolific performances.
He did have a really nice runway, and I think that's just kind of the I don't know, the risk you take on a 22-year-old sometimes.
No.
Is he's just going to have clunkers.
Consistently, he does these. When he's good in these spurts, and then he'll have some clunkers, and then he'll have some mediocre games, and then he'll have some games that just blow your freaking hair back. And yeah. It's just like, that's the name of the game, though, in the NBA. It's consistency.
It really is.
Do you have it or don't you?
It really is. Because if you can consistently, like, you don't have to be, let's take Denny, for example. You know, if you are.
That's a different level.
If you are 28-7-7,
yeah,
it's okay to have a night that's 23-6-5.
Yeah, like
it's okay to swing it.
That's your off night.
It's okay to swing it on the other side and have a great day of 32-10-9. You know, I think that sometimes is the frustration with, you know, with myself, definitely with you and some of the fan base out there, which what's makes Shaedon so polarizing is he can have a Denny night of 28-7-7 and then the next night have 11-2-0. And you're just kind of like, what the hell? But the big thing from the weekend, I believe this was sent out by the Portland Trail Blazers, was an injury report, something fans had been clamoring for. We see it from you guys on the text line, 503-864-6326. We see it from you on the YouTube chat as well. You know, I get asked in my personal life, you know, my friends and people that I know in my circle, they know I do this show with you, Danny, and they don't listen, but they know I do this show with you. And, you know, they'll ask, they'll lean on me because, you know, we talk things we can't talk about on the air, off the air and such. And you've said it best. If there was something to say, we would know it.
And here's your press release that there's nothing to say.
I'll try to be quick about this, but this is the press release. Portland Trailblazer guard Drew Holiday has been cleared for a progression of on-court basketball activities as he continues his return to play process.
Okay. Last week, I told you before this, but a week before this came out, Drew was ramping up.
Mm-hmm.
He had a little bit of a, didn't feel quite right, and so he's working back to get back on the court.
And I think what's strange is, I don't say this to take away from you, but you weren't the only one saying it either. But it's like people felt they needed to hear it from the team. And I don't know.
There's nothing to report there.
Because, you know, let's take Casey Holdall, a respectable, great guy who's really good at his job. You and him live in different worlds. One works for the team, one doesn't.
Yes.
You know, one does a radio show
and Casey,
every day.
Casey's the one who wrote this. This is
right.
Went on the press release. That's Casey's job to, when the team gives him that, to put that out there. When I go out and say this and or, you know, quote unquote report it, you know, I don't do the breaking news thing. I've always said I never want any part of it because it's ugh. But when I say this, like, we're both getting it from the same people.
I know. Whether it's you, Casey, or Hyken, or somebody like that, it's strange how fan bases, and I don't even know if it's fan bases, it might just be this one.
Nah, it's around the league, but it's there. I mentioned this on the TV show the other day. There is a sense of entitlement of like, we deserve to know. It's like, you don't, though.
It does feel weird that with this team, were we paying attention during the Jody Allen years? Like, what makes you think anybody was really going to know anything? Well, They've held this stuff closer than Dan Lanning holds an injury report.
Right. So I think, though, just as speaking as both a fan.
Sure.
And somebody who selfishly sits at this desk and has to write updates every day.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little bit bewildering because... you can go to the Trailblazers PR Twitter account, or if like the day of the game, you go to ESPN and the score's on there and you can hit the game cast and their injury report.
About 1 o'clock, 1:30, we'll know if Jeremy's going to play tonight.
Well, there's requirements. So
sure.
It's 40 or 45 minutes. You have to have the final one in before the game. And I believe 1 o'clock local is when the first one goes out.
Between 11 and one is, I think, one of their new rules. But the what I think is frustrating, again, like I said, as both a fan and somebody that sits at this desk, is you can go look at that ESPN game cast with their injury designations, and you'll see it's been a couple of weeks now where you see both like Drew Holiday and Matisse Thybulle listed as game time decisions for a couple of weeks,
months,
right?
Yeah.
So that's where it starts to get a touch frustrating from the consumer side.
Yeah, I hear you on that.
I understand the frustration.
Oh, like, totally.
That part of it I understand. But here's the thing. If you think you're frustrated, think about the team.
Yeah.
They're just like, all right, when you're talking, especially when you're talking about with Drew and Jeremy specifically, when you're dealing with calf and Achilles right now, brother, I'm telling you, damn near every team in the league is so antsy.
We've lamented about this for basically since the start of the season.
This is like
the start of the show.
This is like the start of CTE in football, where like when it like ramped up, like anybody got hit in the head, you're like, nope, get your butt over here. Like, we're gonna check you. Like, calves and Achilles right now are DEFCON 1.
But the flip side, you know, I'm gonna read this text and I get it. I don't think I live in this world, but I do get it. This texter says, sometimes nothing is something. Fans are high maintenance chucks that need to be assured that they are being heard all the time. I hear you on that. I don't know. Like Matisse Thybulle, for example, this statement right here. While reconditioning for return to play following left thumb ligament surgery, Matisse Thybulle has been working on a progressive ramp up despite persistent symptoms with right knee tendinopathy. He continues to progress with on-court work and conditioning, and his status will be updated as appropriate. That tells me nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And if anything, I maybe, and this may be why I'm in the minority of this, or we as a unit, I'd rather, like, that feels like you're stupid and I need to tell you more again.
And again,
it makes me feel dumb.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I already know that.
Yeah.
Why are you telling me that?
Mm-hmm.
Again, as a consumer, it feels like that, I forget, was it a Progressive ad with the old dude in the sporting goods store with the dollar bill on the end of the fishing hook?
So close, you almost had it.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
So that's what it feels like. That's what it feels like as a fan trying to follow this.
When he was out and we had this discussion, when we spent like two segments on it, I was like, this is my point. Because if you go read the replies to this, it's nothing but people bitching.
Well, yeah.
There's the occasional like, thanks, we deserve this. But it's like, you didn't get anything.
Yeah.
Like, you got nothing out of this. This is exactly what has been said for the last month.
Now, I will say, there is a little nugget in here that I did enjoy, and what? That is Scoot.
No.
That felt a little more than what we've heard. Now, it's, again, not much.
It's but non-contact.
But still, has initiated non-contact on-court basketball activities as he advances to the next phase of rehabilitation for his left hamstring. He'll be reevaluated in 2 weeks with updates provided as appropriate.
That last line.
This is the United States president. Two weeks.
I don't know if you. I don't know if you noticed.
2 weeks now.
I don't know if you noticed. Matisse Thybulle and his status will be updated as appropriate. Scoot Henderson with updates provided. Updates provided as appropriate.
Drew Holiday updated accordingly.
Yeah, Jeremy is legitimately day to day. Like, it's just like, all right. Like, how's it feeling today, dog? Like, because it wasn't like an acute injury. It's just a thing that is. It's tendonitis. It's not something you like. You didn't see Jeremy like reach down and do the calf grab. Like, it's like with those kind of things. I will say this, and this isn't just a Blazers thing. I have beat this drum I've been doing this for 14 plus years. Across injuries, timelines are hopes.
Sure,
and I
especially soft tissue.
People have gotten on me over the years for being more pessimistic with injuries.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always going to be more pessimistic. Why? Because the likelihood of them meeting the beginning of the threshold is slim to none.
For sure.
Across the board.
Too much money on the line, not just for the player, but the team as well. It's just too much. It's an asset. It's a business.
Beyond that, I'd rather say 16 weeks and have a guy come back at 14.
Because
guess what? That sounds better.
See, so then why don't these teams operate that
way? I don't know. Because they don't want to give anything. You That's know? The reality. They don't want to give anything.
And you know, it's like with the Scoot or whatever, it will be reevaluated in 4 weeks. Well, you know that the 4 weeks, there's no sort of a timeline where somebody is coming back in those 4 weeks. You can say, sure, we'll go back and look at him, but we know it's going to be another 4 weeks after that, probably at least. So then why not just say, look, this is probably going to be a couple months long thing. We'll take a look like halfway through that and see how we're progressing. But this is not going to be a 4 week thing where we're going to go back and look in 4 weeks and he's going to be back in 4 to 5. This is probably going to be an 8 to 10 week, but we're still going to go look again in like 4 weeks to see how it's progressing.
Well, as it pertains to Scoot, they said 4 to 10 weeks and they even caveated so the press release came on the 27th, media day was the 28th. Joe Cronin flat out said, we're probably looking at 10 weeks. And even then, hamstrings, they're tricky. You just don't know.
Especially an athlete like Scoot.
Who's built on burst.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like the Seinfeld episode where Kramer busts in and he asks Jerry, how often would you say you cut your toenails? And he's like, I don't know, I'd say every 4 to 12 weeks.
But like,
but you know, so yeah. It's like, just... Let's
hello,
just,
Newman.
Let's not, let's just, yeah, hello, Newman. But so let's not try to set too early of an expectation. Like you just said, I'd rather give me the long term, the longer expectation. And if we beat that, great. That's gravy and everybody is super
but
happy.
Then,
and,
but here's the thing. If you give the long, guess what fans do?
What?
They freak the hell out.
They're
going
to freak the hell out when you say 4 to 10 weeks, and we'll reevaluate in 4 weeks anyway.
Yeah.
Whether that turns into 10 to 12, they're still going to freak out.
Here's the other thing, too. And if you want to go, like, I know we're running up against it, but if you want to tighten the tinfoil hat, I've seen so many people like, I shouldn't say so many. It's a very loud, very small minority of people. Like, oh, the Blazers are tanking. Oh, they're doing this. Oh, they're doing that. Oh, the medical staff. Oh, it's like... Because of the Gary Payton thing?
If they were tanking, they wouldn't be the ninth seed in the Western Conference right now.
Yes, I know. It's very dumb. But beyond that, because...
They didn't know Denny was going to do this.
Yeah, well, the
stop it, dude!
The GP2 of it all. You know, there was a bunch
such
of people...
Such an ugly situation.
Well, there's a bunch of people that, they're like, you know, the Blazers are rushing him back. This is so nasty because that god-awful article from Slater and Shams, it was just still one of the biggest malpractices in basketball journalism I've seen maybe in my entire career. Just an absolute hit piece. But behind the scenes, players were telling me that Gary had been ready for 6 weeks. And I had to kind of like, you know, and guys were not happy about it. But because of the narrative getting spun of like, oh, the Blazers are doing this and that, it's all one of those things where, oh, the Blazers are bad. Oh, it's evil. So they can't leave out the beginning timeline. You know what I mean? It's like they're damned if they do, damned if they don't. And that's not just a Blazers thing. It's a
league-wide
thing.
Let's put